Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Danny Parkin Show.
Coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. I am Danny Parkins. I host afternoons on 670 The Score in Chicago. Thank you for hanging out with me on this Sunday night. And what a Sunday it was. My God. Tiger Woods won a major. Tiger Woods won the Masters. After three back surgeries, a neck injury, an Achilles injury, scandal, personal shame, 43 years old, ties the largest gap in between major wins in tour history at 11 years, 14 years since his last green jacket, Tiger Woods beats a murderer's row field, to win the green jacket at Augusta. And I play golf because of Tiger Woods. And yeah, I'm not on tour. Whatever. Tiger Woods was cool when I was a kid. I was 10 when he won the Masters in historic fashion in 97. Determination, greatness, overcoming adversity. And then I have the extra connection of just spinal fusion surgery. I got a bad back playing golf with spinal fusion surgery. Not easy. I think it should be physically impossible to do what he did. And he's out there thinking his way over the course, dominating mentally. And sure, Molinari collapsed. Molinari choked. No other way to put it. Guy has one bogey in 50 holes and then doubles 12 and 15. I mean, doubled a par 5 15. You can't do that. So Molinari did choke. But it's Tiger's first come from behind Masters win. Tiger's first come from behind major win. And there's something to just watching that level of greatness and overcoming that amount of adversity. And it's different. People talk about, you know, oh, it's the greatest comeback in sports history. And then you ask them, well, what are the other great comebacks in sports history? You think of the Red Sox being down 3-0 to the Yankees. And that was a great comeback. The Red Sox had the long drought, obviously, the rivalry against the Yankees. But that's a team accomplishment. I was at the Colts-Chiefs playoff game when Andrew Luck came back from down 38-10, tying the largest comeback in NFL playoff history. It was remarkable. It was amazing to see. There were 100 factors that led into it. A couple injuries on the Chiefs, including Jamal Charles. They weren't able to run out the ball. Andrew Luck fumbled off of a helmet. It bounced back to him. He got into the end zone. Crazy game, but a team accomplishment. And that's one game. For an individual to be out of it for as long as he was, missed three of the last five majors due to health, and then come back and wins this at this age after those injuries, I don't think that there's anything close. There are bigger sports stories, depending on your own preference, right? If you want to go Miracle on Ice, 1980 Olympic hockey, I'm a Cubs fan. You want to go Cubs ending the World Series drought. Sure, everybody individually can have a sporting event that meant more to you or anything like that. But in terms of an individual sports accomplishment, there's nothing close to this comeback in modern sports history. We had Teddy Greenstein on, who was talking about, you know, Ben Hogan surviving a near-fatal car crash and then winning the U.S. Open 16 months later. That's pretty insane. But modern sports history, I don't have a comp for it. And I was emotional because Tiger Woods gave me the gift of an activity that I'll play my entire life. I'm curious what today meant to you. 855-212-4227 is the number. Brown's in Boston. He's on the Danny Parkin Show. What up, Brown?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man.
I think it was great. I don't know if it was the greatest sports comeback, just because Tiger was there the last 2 days, coming in and coming into today when they had the rain and when they came up to the pairings of three. I said to myself, I didn't think Tony Finau. I thought he would probably collapse, which he did more than Molinari at the beginning of the first nine.
Well, Finau's never won a tournament. Finau's a great player, but he's not a closer. So yeah, I didn't think Finau was going to hold on, but Molinari's a major champion who had one bogey heading into the day all tournament. That was a choke by Molinari.
Right, and like you said, if you look at this right. Going back into the 15th, there were seven guys tied for the lead or either one off the lead. It was just that Tiger was the most consistent player, and he totally brought back, going back to the days where, if you look back when he first started playing, I think if you like you say, that got you to play golf and stuff, that so many of these young players and so many of these European players are all playing because of what or who? Tiger Woods. End of story. And it was so great to see what he did today. I think with the competition, now we're going to find out going the rest of the year if he's in the final grouping or one off the grouping. Who's going to melt like a stick of butter in the frying pan, or who's going to stick it up? And, you have so many great players that go on rolls today. Justin Spieth went on a roll.
Yeah, listen, Brown, I mean, the golf competition's amazing, and I appreciate the call. I mean, yes, that's what makes it remarkable. People are like, oh, Jack Nicklaus is the greatest golfer ever. Okay. I know the equipment's different, but look at the fields. Just look at the youth. Look at the number of golfers. Look at putts per round, fairway, greens in regulation, average driving distance. And again, I know the woods aren't wood anymore, so the technology's greater. But the amount of young talent in the game and their ability to hit the ball, they're all outgrowing these courses. They lengthen the Augusta every couple of years, it seems. This year was all about number five. They're considering doing it to some of the holes on the back nine. I hope that they don't do anything crazy. I mean, the 16 today, what, two aces? Justin Thomas and DeChambeau with aces on 16. I thought Tiger Woods was going to get a hole-in-one on 16, and I might have had a heart attack if he would have had that hole-in-one. That was insanity. That's that Sunday pin placement. That's why the back nine at Augusta is so awesome. Par 5, 13, par 5, 15, aceable hole on 16 with that Sunday traditional pin placement. You've got holes to fire at. There's always movement. Saturday's moving day, back nine at Augusta on Sunday always brings you drama. And there was DJ with what? He had a four birdie and five hole stretch and six birdies on the back, I think. That guy's the most talented player on tour. He just doesn't have it all between the ears to lock it down. But he's the most talented player on tour. Other guys, when they get locked in, are incredible. I think Fowler will win a Masters at some point. He's great. Rory, obviously, looking for the career Grand Slam. He's a green jacket short. Molinari's fantastic. Rahm's fantastic. Day's fantastic. Spieth in 15 is some of the best golf I've ever seen. He just hasn't gotten it back yet. Can't count out those old heads. Tiger Woods, man. Tiger Woods, y'all. Rio in Illinois. Thanks for calling. You're on the Danny Parkin Show.
Hey, Danny. Great speech. I agree with everything you said. I'll try to be real quick. I was born in 78, and I thought it was virtually impossible for Tiger to come back also, because I had a back surgery also with scoliosis. So for what he did, is a great accomplishment. I don't think he'll pass Jack Nicklaus, but what he did today, the impact that he's had on golf for the last 20 years is like what Michael Jordan had for basketball. Everybody wants to be a golfer now because of Tiger Woods. And, it was just great to see him. And I'm really proud and really happy that he accomplished that.
Yeah, Rio, I appreciate the call, man. There's no athlete who's had more of an impact on their sport than Tiger. Maybe some have had the same, but no one's had more. Basketball was always going to be a global game. The Dream Team helped make it global, and Michael Jordan was the star of the Dream Team, but the Dream Team was going to be a star-studded show with or without Michael Jordan. And that's coming from a guy, again, Bulls fan in the 90s in Chicago who has a signed Jordan jersey in his living room. I'm a man-child. So, Jordan's my favorite athlete ever. But he took basketball to another level, but basketball was going to get to that level. It's just too popular internationally. There's too many great players. It's a team sport. Kobe came along, LeBron came along, Magic and Bird with what they did. There's so many transcendent basketball stars that he was going to do it. There's never been a golfer who's been relevant who's looked like Tiger Woods. He diversified the game. He made the game cool for young people. He crossed over into pop culture. I mean, Dave Chappelle did a skit. The racial draft, Tiger Woods selected. I mean, he crossed over in ways that are just ridiculous. And that's not even with the most dynamic personality. It's not like you saw him in a bunch of movies or red carpets or anything like that. He was just cool. Only way to say it. Donald Trump and Barack Obama both tweeted about Tiger Woods today. Think about that. Where we are in this country right now in terms of divisive times, both sides of the aisle's presidents tweeted about him. Crazy. He's transcendent, man. There's no other way to put it. But Parkins, Serena Williams, but Parkins, Michael Phelps, but Parkins, Michael Jordan. Yeah, they're all great. They're all incredible. If you want to put them on the level of Tiger, cool. I'm not interested in that debate. But no one more so in terms of that impact. And golf, by the way, will be fine without Tiger. It just won't be nearly as popular and widespread. The quality of play is there. He's already done that. He single-handedly changed the work ethic, the work regimen, the talent, all of that. If you're a golf fan, golf's awesome. If you're a golf fan, you've been watching golf even when Tiger's been out of it these last few years because of all of the young talent. But he changed the game. As for whether or not he will get Jack, I put a poll question out on Twitter that's got nearly 1,500 votes. I'll give you the results on that in a little bit. But Kevin in Arizona is on the Danny Parkin Show. Kevin, thank you for calling.
Thanks for taking the call.
Yes, sir.
I guess the question was what it means to me, you know, and growing up in a sports family, you hear these stories of people who transcended greatness, like look what they did, and it kind of pulls you into the sport. My grandpa was a big Golden Bear Nicklaus fan. And as a kid, I never held onto those records for myself. I didn't want anybody to beat it. But now as a grown man, I want to pass those stories along to my kids. You know, I got a son on the way, and I'm, you know, Tiger's great whether or not he beats Jack's majors. But, you know, I just want to pass those stories on to my kids, you know, inspire them. And, you know, I kind of want to see him top the record, say I saw it. And that's kind of what it means to me, you know.
Hell yeah, man. I feel the same way. I love saying that I witnessed greatness. I appreciate the call. I was rooting for the Patriots to go 19-0. I root for greatness. If it's not my team, I want to see the best be at the best and win. No one remembers Rich Beam winning the PGA Championship except the Beam family. It's cool to see Tiger Woods win. That's why I don't hate the Warriors in these NBA playoffs. We'll talk NBA playoffs, by the way, in about 45 minutes. But I'm here for the greatness. I'm here for the stories. But Tiger Woods, there's lessons in it, man. There's genuine lessons that are in a Tiger Woods win today that would not have been there in a Rory win or a Spieth win or a Thomas win or a DJ win or a Molinari win. Overcoming adversity, both physical and personal, persevering, determination, one goal, single-minded drive and focus, adaptation. The guy is just, I never thought we'd see it. And there he was after blowing up his and his family's world, if you want to bring the personal stuff into it, always vowing to still be a good dad, there with his kids who had never been to Augusta before. But he wanted him to be there because he thought he had a chance. And then he went out and did it. It was a remarkable moment. I'd imagine a lot of you parents out there, when they juxtaposed Tiger hugging Earl in 97 with Tiger hugging his 10-year-old son today after 18, I'd imagine it got you if you've been golfing, if you pass golf down to your kids. Whether or not we think that he's going to be able to get to Jack, we'll get into that coming up, and what Tiger Woods means to you. It's the Danny Parkin Show, CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Danny Parkin Show.
We're talking Tiger Woods. It is the Danny Parkin Show. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 855-212-4227. It's brought to you by Geico. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, too? Get it all at geico.com. But specifically, we're talking about what Tiger Woods means to you. Because to a lot of us, he means something. It's beyond just a major champion and a golfer and a sports story. He's the reason why I play golf. And I think there's lots of lessons in Tiger Woods and what he overcame and him winning and getting back just from the physical side, not even with the personal side of the tabloid stuff. Being this good of a golfer at 43 after those back surgeries should be impossible. And I love when the greatest athletes of all time allow us to push our mental limitations and expand them to realize that we are capable of more. And that's what Tiger Woods has done. The conversation will quickly turn to what's next for Tiger Woods. The next two majors are at Pebble Beach and Bethpage Black, where he's won. Remember, the PGA Championship moved up to May now. The PGA Championship, now the second of the golf's four majors. So the Open Championship is last. Tiger's at 15 majors. Nicklaus won 18. Tiger is 43 years old. Jack won his last at 46. So I asked on Twitter, at Danny Parkins, where does he finish? 17 or fewer majors? 18 exactly? Or 19 plus? Does he get the record? 54% of nearly 1,500 votes say he will finish with 17 or fewer majors. 21% say he'll get 18 exactly. And 1 in 4 people think he'll break the record. I'd be with the 54%. But mainly it's because I don't know that he's going to be healthy for that long. And I know that that's just a stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night. I had no insight into it, but back injuries creep up on you. That's going to be real tough for him. I when I watch him and he swings and he torques and he swings that hard and he's twisting, I'm always wondering if he's got one swing left and it's going to be his last. And the talent is so deep that if he just drops 5, 10%, it's going to be so hard at his age. Like, I bet against Phil winning another major also. I just think it's hard for the older guys. Now, he's got the mental game, he's got the experience, and he's got a huge advantage that he's the perfect Augusta player, and obviously that's 25% of the majors into the future. So if I had to bet, I'd bet against Tiger ever winning another U.S. Open. I'd bet against him winning an Open Championship. If the PGA is at a good spot for him like it is this year, he's got a shot, and he's always got a shot at Augusta if he's healthy. But if he's got to get four more majors to break the record, and I would think at least three of them would have to be green jackets, that's a really tough putt, no pun intended. So I'd bet against him getting Jack Nicklaus's record, but that doesn't mean he's not the best golfer ever. Because when you adjust for era and level of competition, I don't think it's particularly close. What did Tiger mean to you today? 855-212-4CBS is the telephone number. In North Carolina, GW is on the Danny Parkin Show. What's up, GW?
Hey, sir, how are you? Enjoying the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to add a little historical context to this, but I do want to remark about what it means to me. I remember in 97 watching with my father, who was a colonel, like Tiger's dad's a colonel, and my second daughter's about to be born, Michelle Louise. But historical context, I agree with you. The only other three I can even come close to comparing to is Jesse Owens in 36 beating the Nazis, and Jackie Robinson in 47 beating the color barrier, and Muhammad Ali in the 60s beating back against the federal government and his ban from boxing. But
Yeah, you know, I want you to respond. The only reason, like, those accomplishments meant so much more to society than this meant. Like, this meant something to me personally, and Tiger Woods definitely broke barriers, but not in nearly as significant of ways as those athletes did. So I don't think that what Tiger Woods accomplished, I just want to be clear, is an all-time significant thing in that sense, because Jackie Robinson's a hero, Jesse Owens a hero, Muhammad Ali a hero. I don't think Tiger Woods is a hero, but that doesn't mean he's not inspiring in a sports sense. But go ahead.
No, I mean, I agree with you, but I think this is the greatest sports event ever. I mean, those gentlemen beyond sports, obviously, but what he did today with, like you were inciting, what he's come back from personally and physically, and the mental challenge that golf faces for everyone on the golf course. You saw it with Molinari, and it's a tough sport to play between the ears, but he's put it all together, and he's just remarkable. He should be commended for overcoming so much. He's no saint. None of us is. But it was a tremendous view, and I'll just be quiet and let you do your show. Thanks for letting me talk.
Thank you, GW. I appreciate it. Yeah, I didn't go there, and I won't. I don't. When you talk about Jesse Owens and Jackie Robinson and Muhammad Ali, they're overcoming death threats, legitimate physical danger, imprisonment. Their impact on society, their community, race relations. I mean, think about Jackie Robinson breaking the color barrier and when that happened in American history. And then Martin Luther King and the Civil Rights Movement. You're talking about nearly two full decades beforehand. So those are true racial pioneers that pushed society in America forward. And sports is an amazingly powerful vehicle for that. But to me, that's like comparing apples and gold. We're not even talking about the same thing. Tiger Woods is a sports accomplishment. It's an amazing sports accomplishment. It's an individual accomplishment. It's an accomplishment in perseverance and adversity and overcoming it. And I'll always remember where I was when I watched it. But I don't think it even approaches the cultural significance of Muhammad Ali, Jesse Owens, or Jackie Robinson, to GW's point. There's sports, and then there's sports that has an impact on society. And the sports that has an impact on society in true, meaningful ways, that's a very, very, very short list. And you named three of the big ones. So as big of a Tiger fan as I am, and as emotional as I was today, and how much it meant to me, and how much it's clearly meant to all of you who have called over the last 90 minutes, I'm not going that far. We'll still hear from you before Dan Wyke, who national NBA writer for the LA Times, will talk to us about the NBA playoffs and who the hell he thinks is coming out of the Eastern Conference.
This is the Danny Parkin Show.
And I appreciate you hanging out on a Game of Thrones Sunday night. But Tiger Woods stole the day. It is the Danny Parkin Show, CBS Sports Radio, radio.com sports, Sirius 206. We've been talking about Tiger Woods and not only his impact on the game and whether or not he'll pass Jack Nicklaus, but his impact on you. There's nothing wrong with it, admitting that an individual athlete can have an impact on an individual person. And it just kind of hit me today that Tiger Woods gave me the gift of playing a game that hopefully I'll be able to play into my 70s. And he won the Masters at 43, and we both have had spinal fusion surgery and both have thought we were going to lose the game, obviously at very, 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 very different levels and skill and all of that, but it's pretty cool. And I get that Tiger Woods is polarizing to some people, but it's been overwhelmingly positive. Today was a positive sports story. Someone who overcame physical injury, personal shame, and addiction. We probably shouldn't leave that out. The DUI arrest, five different drugs in his system, the painkillers, thinking that he was done. Overcoming all of that to get back to the mountaintop. There's a lesson in that even if you hate sports. And there's something about individual sports, isn't there? You succeed and fail on your own work ethic, on your own time, on what you put in. You versus the field. It's not the NCAA tournament where, yeah, there's 68 teams that get in, but you only got to beat six in order to win a championship. Tiger's got to beat the field. It's not tennis. It's not the U.S. Open where, yeah, it's an individual sport, but you're in a bracket. You just got to beat who you're matched up against. Tiger has to beat the field. All the best golfers in the world, in the most prestigious tournament in the world, 11 years since he had won a major, 14 years since he had won a Masters, three back surgeries later, and he's the best in the world in the toughest conditions. No joke. I find it inspiring. Peyton's in Wisconsin, and he dialed up the Danny Parkin Show. What's up, Peyton? Thanks for calling.
Yeah, no problem, man. I just kind of think it's a real feel-good story that everybody can get around. I mean, for Tiger to hit the lowest of the low that you kind of can as a national figure and then bounce back, it really just shows that hard work can take you anywhere. He did everything the right way, and it's just incredible comeback story.
Peyton, I appreciate it. Yeah, thank you. I don't know if I would say he did everything the right way, but in terms of overcoming the adversity, it's remarkable, man. And I got to be honest, like I don't – listen, no one likes the infidelity. It's between him and his wife. And it's – that's not our business. That broke out in a very, very public way, and he's a public figure, and so it happened. So I get why people turned on him. I do. But if we turned on everyone in terms of public figures that we knew about that would have had infidelity, you're not watching sports anymore. You're not listening to music anymore. You're not voting for politicians anymore. It doesn't make it right. It just makes it a part of life. So I separate that. I didn't like it, but I also didn't hate him for it because I didn't like Tiger Woods on a personal level like that. I like Tiger Woods as a golfer. And then when you had the addiction element to it and then the physical pain to it, and then you just felt bad for his kids. Honestly, the thing that made me dislike Tiger Woods the most was when I read that Wright Thompson profile of him and I saw that he's just kind of cheap. I worked in the service industry. He's a terrible tipper. He took out the military members when he was training with them, and he tried to split the check. That's whack. So I don't love Tiger Woods as a person. It's not about that. It's about him as a golfer, him as an athlete, him as a competitor, him as someone who overcomes adversity. And I don't need these guys to be my role model or to be the role models for your kids. I don't look at it like that. He's just a great athlete, and there are lessons that you as a parent can teach your kid through that athlete. Doesn't have to be like Tiger, act like Tiger. It's you see what Tiger was dealt, you see what he overcame, you see where he got to today. There's lessons in that. Jerry is in our nation's capital. Thanks for calling the Danny Parkin Show, Jerry.
Hey, man, I love your show. I just wanted to say that I've been paying attention to Tiger, even before he made it to the pros when he was an amateur. I loved his dad. Let me tell you what happened here in D.C. The minute he was about to go pro, there was an upsurge of participation in golf among African-American young players. I live walking distance from a historical African-American golf course called the Langston Golf Course. And that place got a lot of pub, a lot of attention. What Tiger did today just revived everybody that there is hope. And with all the surgeries he had, I understand it because I've had fusion surgery cervical-wise. I know what that's like. I did not continue a pro career like he did. And for what he did, I commend him for it. And guess what? When you look at the stock exchange tomorrow, look at Nike, look at some of the golf equipment companies, and watch the stock grow because of him. He was a serious mogul because of what he did today and his determination and his faith in what – I don't know what his faith is, but his mother had a lot to do with it and his dad's spirit. And I give him all the credit in the world for believing in what his family believed in.
Jerry, I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Well said. I certainly don't care about Nike's stock price, and I'm a Nike shareholder. Right? They got plenty. Phil Knight's good to go. But yeah, he's impactful, man. The Tiger Woods Foundation, by all accounts, does great work. And Tiger Woods has been an inspiration to many, many people. And yes, he helps diversify golf. The Caddy Scholarship Program, getting people out on the course. Listen, golf still has a huge diversity problem. It still has a huge exclusivity problem. Golf's got a viability problem, frankly. Golf's got, I don't love the, we're talking stocks. I don't love buying the stock of the sport of golf for the next 100 years because it's just expensive. It's expensive. It takes up a lot of land. It's hard. It takes a lot of time. Kids are playing a lot of Fortnite. It's hard to get young people out there to play golf and struggle and be off their phone for 5 hours. I don't love the prospects of golf as a growth enterprise and golf as a growth industry for the next 50, 100 years. But there's going to be a little blip for the PGA Championship next month, I'll tell you that. And he's already grown the game. From 97 to 2007, that was a boom for golf. I mean, think about it. Tiger Woods in that U.S. Open when he won it on the broken leg, that was 2008. That was pre the market crash. But Monty Jones pointed that out on Twitter today. We've come a long way since Tiger Woods last won a major. Think about what's happened. The economy crashed. The first black president was elected, served two terms. A man who owns golf courses then got elected. And then today, both Barack Obama and Donald Trump congratulate Tiger Woods. I mean, that's a unifying thing right there for a minute. It's been a long time. I was 10 years old when he won his first Masters. I'm married, 32 years old when he won his fifth Masters. Just think about where you were in April of 1997. Think about where you were in June of 08. A long time. A lot has changed. It's crazy, man. He's been good for a long, long, long time and made an impact on people for a long, long, long time. Dave in Illinois looks like he's got a personal Tiger story. Dave, thanks for calling the Danny Parkin Show, man.
Yeah, I actually played with Tiger. I think it was his second tournament as a pro. He played Milwaukee, and then it was known as the Quad City Classic at that time. It's the John Deere Classic now here locally, and I was his pro-am partner, one of them in that tournament, and he was just, you know, I remember how shy and timid he was. His coach, was it Butch Harmon when he came out? Butch Harmon was with us the entire round, and Tiger wouldn't even talk to you unless, you know, if you took him something for an autograph, he would look at Harmon and say, is it okay if I do that? And, you know, Fluff Cowan, his caddy, was the show. Tiger was just incredibly, incredibly timid. He almost won that tournament. He was beaten by a guy named Ed Fiore on Sunday. Coming down the home stretch, Tiger kind of choked a little bit. But, you know, it made a big impact on my son. He was with me at the pairings party when we drew his number. Of course, he was the main focus of the tournament. And it's just incredible to see him on TV today and the journey that his life's taken. But he had an impact on golf around here big time.
Hey, man, I appreciate the call. You know what you just actually made me think of, and it's a great point? Tiger's one of the few athletes that we all feel like we kind of grew up with, no matter your age. Maybe you saw him on TV. We've all seen the clip when he's 3 years old, sinking the putt on late night TV, whether you knew about him, if you were a hardcore golf fan as an amateur or when he was at Stanford. But that's part of it, is that Michael Jordan didn't need to deal with the world of social media, right? He retires in 98. But the internet's here and it's starting to take off and Y2K and all that. But like Jordan got out of the limelight for real. Sure, he played for the Wizards for a couple of years, but he got out of the limelight for real, really before the internet blew up, before Facebook, before Twitter, before Instagram. Tiger Woods came onto the scene for real in 97. So that's a huge part of the connection that we have as a country and as a sports viewing population to Tiger Woods. We feel like we watched the man grow up.
So you saw your kid, right, just to carry the metaphor, world at his feet, Stanford, Masters champion, Masters record holder, career Grand Slam, on pace for Jack, billionaire golfer, global pitchman, starts a charity, 14-time major champion. World blows up. Personal, professional, physical. We've endured a lot as a country, right? As a world. We mentioned the market crash in 08 around when Tiger won. Like, lots has changed. We go up, we go down. Tiger's gone up, Tiger's gone down. Feels good to see someone who was at the top of the world, then at the absolute bottom of it, get back to the top. We love a comeback. We love redemption. Right? We build up our heroes. They mess up. We tear them down. And again, I'm not talking about a literal hero. Like, I don't believe in sports figures as role models, even though there's some inevitability to it. I try to separate that. But the mythological hero, right? We build up the hero, we tear down the hero, and then we celebrate the climb back to the top. This is the third act of Tiger getting back to the top. Who knows how long it'll last? I hope it lasts a while. The sports world is better. My sports viewing experience is better. My summer is better. I know that I'll be watching that PGA Championship. I know that he'll be in the FedEx Cup at the end of the year. One of those events is in Chicago. I'll try to go out there and see him. Like, if Tiger Woods is at the top of his game, that's must-see TV. That's as good as anything gets in sports in 2019. Whatever your thing is, if you care about golf and Tiger Woods at all, it's as good as the Super Bowl. Today was as good as the Super Bowl. As good as the NBA Finals, as good as opening day. If you love Tiger Woods, this is as good as it gets. That's as good of sports theater as it gets, because we've been there for the whole journey. We'll get back to Tiger later, but speaking of the NBA, who the hell's coming out of the East, and who's the toughest challenge for the Warriors? Dan Wieke, national NBA writer for the LA Times, he saw Toronto lose another game one to the Magic. We'll talk NBA playoff storylines and where the NBA goes in a post-LeBron world with Dan Wieke coming up, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.